The Living Wage for All campaign announced its signature gathering effort on Thursday in Oakland. The coalition is gathering signatures to put two $30 per hour minimum wage initiatives on the ballot, one for Alameda County as a whole and one for Oakland. If the measures pass in November, larger businesses with more than 100 employees and with more than $1 million in revenue would have until 2030 to abide by the measure, and smaller businesses would have until 2037. The county initiative would apply to unincorporated areas. Zach Norris is co-executive director of the Black Organizing Project. He said the Bay Area's cost of living is through the roof.
Today, the cost of living keeps going up. While rent this skyrocketed, while wages have remained flat. And in that gap is human suffering. In that gap is Black people being pushed out of this region. In that gap is educators and folks supporting students in OUSD sleeping in their cars as they try to support students.
The cost of living issue in California is not a new one. Oakland voters passed Measure FF in 2014. It's a $17.34 per hour minimum wage that also provides employees with sick leave. And state law requires certain fast food workers to make at least $20 per hour. Saru Jayaraman is president of the group One Fair Wage. She said inflation is at historic levels.
We have reached just historic levels of affordability crisis, truly unprecedented. If you look at the last 6 years since the pandemic, the rate of inflation is more than double what it's been over the last 75 years of inflation. Unprecedented times where we have a twin crisis of both affordability and democracy.
For example, Jayaraman says one person in a two-parent, two-child household in the Bay Area needs at least $44 an hour to support themselves and their family. Organizers said they've been meeting with small business owners to find out what they would need to get on board with the proposals. Solutions include things like tax credits, support with workers' compensation, and technical issues. Again, Saru Jayaraman.
It's not workers versus small businesses. It's all of us together against the 1% that has been hoarding the profits over the last many decades, many generations, to the point where all of us are struggling to survive.
The pandemic notably devastated Oakland's small business community, and the city has endorsed a ballot measure to give small businesses a tax break. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.